obviously another issue that's dominating the news right now is immigration. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people see this as more of a federal issue, but it's certainly come up at the state level. What role do you think the state legislature has to play in immigration issues, and you know, what is your opinion on the subject?
Well, my opinion is to go back to what you said initially, which is it really is largely a federal issue. But in terms of locally, the passions are there, and I think one first thing we need to do is to realize that what we need our law enforcement officials to do right now, in Houston, for example, is to make the city as safe as possible, to deal with the crime on the streets, and not to be running after people to check and see if they have a legal card. I mean, that to me is simply where we can't spend our resources. I'm not for you know, a fence that runs across the state of Texas. You know, in my lifetime, I saw a wall taken down. I don't want to see a wall go up. I think we do have laws in the books that need to be followed. I think that in terms of immigration, I mean, I think that there should be much greater opportunities for legal immigration. I think that employers need to have a responsibility to make sure the people they're hiring have the credentials to and verify credentials. And I think that the people who are here in this country have to have a reasoned way of getting citizenship. And I'm not saying given priority, but I'm saying that if you've been here a certain period of time and you can speak English and you can understand a lot of the issues and you're paying tax and there may be a penalty, I'm inclined to agree with McCain Kennedy, I think it is, in terms of the kinds of proposals that are out there.